And we sent out another book to Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and we're going to have a CEO, our first CEO on with us this morning, aren't we, Larry?
A CEO
that has produced over the last 10 years for shareholders 28.2% per year over the last 10 years.
On average.
In a very dicey technology sector. So no wonder he made it into the book, and we're gonna pick his brain a little bit.
We're going to press him hard to promise us he's going to continue doing
it. Yeah, absolutely.
When you're ready, I think Dan Baker's on hold right now.
Let's go right. Let me get the market real quick.
Real quick.
The Dow's up 48 right now. The S&P's up 3.5. The NASDAQ is up 8 points. Let's see how oil is behaving. It's down 13 cents to 99.97 today only.
What?
The 10-year bond, ooh, boy, there's a big jump there. Uh-oh. Craig, come down off the Coronado Bridge, Craig.
Yeah, he's getting ready. Our mortgage guy's getting ready to jump.
3.23%. That's up about 10 basis points from yesterday. I think the news that QE2 will not be renewed. There will be no QE3. Has got the bond market rattled this morning. Lastly, gold is up $1.40 per ounce this morning to $1,497 per ounce. Okay, on the newsmaker line, we're going to go to Eden Prairie, Minnesota. This is the best technology stock in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. But actually, you know what? I mean, I've got Dan Baker, the CEO we've got on the line with us. Dan, I've got your stock ranked about 120. Out of 2,700 stocks right now, that's pretty doggone good.
Well, thanks for having me on, Bill. We're pleased. We're pleased with our Gunderson grade, and things have been going pretty well for us.
Yeah,
the Gunderson grade right now is A. Now, you know what? We got a lot of people listening out there that have never heard the term spintronics.
Yeah.
And I know that's at the core of your technology. Can you describe for us a little bit exactly what NVE does?
Well, I'd be happy to. Spintronics is a nanotechnology that relies on electron spin rather than electron charge to acquire, store, and transmit information. So since the invention of vacuum tubes, electronics has been based on electron charge. And it's been known since the start of quantum mechanics early in the 20th century that electrons have another property. They actually have two stable spins, up and down. But until fairly recently, there was really no way to harness that into practical devices. And NVE has technology and products that make practical use of spintronics or electron spin electronics.
Now, I remember, now, when I was following the company several years ago, it was being applied to flash memory. Where is spintronics being applied today mostly?
Well, right now we make products, two types of products that we call sensors, spintronic sensors that acquire information. So they're the eyes of electronic systems, and couplers, which transmit information, and those are the nerves. So we still are developing spintronic memory, which is also known as MRAM, which could one day replace flash. But in the near term, we've found great markets for couplers and sensors. We have some excellent customers, some leaders in their field, and we've got some developments coming down the road that we think could open some new markets for us.
Now, where would I find some of your products? Give me some examples.
Well, a couple of examples. One is factory automation and industrial control. So our devices make robots better, more precise, so that they can do the operations that they're set up to do more accurately, and that might mean better fit and finish for our cars and better durable goods such as refrigerators and appliances, other home appliances. So that's one area. We make factories that are more efficient. And then another area is in medical devices. So one of our customers is St. Jude Medical, which is based here in Minnesota, and they use our devices to make smaller, more reliable cardiac implants. Another area in medical devices is non-life support medical, such as hearing aids.
Now my other question there with the spintronics, and obviously you're saying that there's a lot of other ways to use the technology going forward. Do you have any overseas sales? What percent of your sales are here in U.S. versus overseas?
Well, actually, the last fiscal year, so our fiscal year ended March 31st, and we reported just a couple of weeks ago, but we had a majority of our sales were international for the first time. So
wow.
that was an important milestone for us, and we have a vision of being a truly world-class company, and we've got markets and distributors all over the world. Our parts are sold in, I believe, more than 70 countries, and it's great to see the international markets doing so well.
World class, yes, you're off to a good start, Dan. This is letting, you know, I was reading on your website, it says the 2007 Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded for GMR, one type of spintronics, and it says also GMR, that specific type of technology, can be considered one of the first real applications of the promising field of nanotechnology. This is news to me, even. I mean, nanotechnology is pretty much, it has been for years, at least from the standpoint of a lot of investors and in the public. It's a new science. The applications are, well, what is nano used for? And we're talking to the CEO of a company that's doing it and doing it well.
Now, do you license the technology, or are you a manufacturer yourself?
We do both. We manufacture technology. We have our own fabrication center for spintronics that we built from the ground up for that purpose. And then we also have some license agreements with other companies, particularly for higher volume products where it just doesn't make sense for us to make them ourselves.
I see. Yeah, you know, I know at the recent Warren Buffett conference he was saying, concentrate on companies that license their technology because it doesn't take a big capital investment, you know, to license it. My biggest question is, are you guys going to get a new stadium back there for those Minnesota Vikings? That roof caving in last year, that was horrible.
Yeah, that wasn't good public relations. That was a lot of snow. So, but now we've got beautiful San Diego-like weather.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be able to get it fixed, and who knows? I know the folks in the legislature are working very hard on it, and we'll just have to see. But that aside, it's a great place to do business, and I know you joke about us being one of the best companies in Eden Prairie, but actually it's a great area for business. We're in an area that we sometimes call Silicon Prairie here. There are a lot of tech companies around, and there are a couple of Fortune 500 companies here in Eden Prairie, which is a relatively small suburb. So we're pretty happy here. We've expanded just in the past year. We expanded our production area, and we've got some great employees and some great things that we've been doing here.
Oh, that's
well,
great.
I mean, the shareholders have got a smile on their face. Last 10 years, did you realize that you produced those kind of results before you saw the 28.2% is what I calculate is the average annual return over the last 10 years to NVE Corp shareholders.
Well, that is, I guess I didn't really know that. Like any stock, we've had some ups and downs, but overall, it's been, as you say, it's been mostly ups, which is a credit to our employees, and we've got some great customers. We look at, when we went public on the NASDAQ, that was in 2003. The stock was at 785 when we were first listed.
Wow.
So it's up quite a bit from there. And we do report our five-year return in our annual report, and our stock price is up more than 250% in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
So we're pleased with that, but we're working hard to get that grade up to maybe an A+.
It wouldn't take much. You know, you've got a market cap right now of $285 million. So you're down in that small cap. I see 30% institutional ownership, so you must have quite a few mutual funds that own the stock.
We do. We've got a diverse group of investors. We have a fairly large number of shareholders. I think we've got close to 8,000 shareholders, but we've also got some institutions who've invested in the company, and some of them have been with us for quite a while now. So we've been since those early days on the NASDAQ when it was mostly mostly smaller investors in retail, and that's still great investors to have. But, yeah, we have some institutional support now.
Do you have plenty of analyst coverage now?
Well, we have two analysts who cover us now, which for a company our size is actually, I suppose, pretty good. But we've got Craig Hallam that covers us. They're based here in Minneapolis. And then we've got a California-based analyst firm, GC Research, that covers us as well.
Maybe we'll have to pick up coverage again there, Lenny.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Dan, if you get out this way, we'll take you out fishing or do a Padre game. And if Lenny and I come back that way, we'd love to visit the NVE Corp.
And if you keep doing as well as you have, I could get a new fishing boat. You can come on my fishing boat. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to it, and you're most welcome. We'd be happy to show you what we do here.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it, and keep up the good work, Dan Baker, NVE Corp, Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
And page 118 and 119 in the Best Stocks Now.